With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The eyes of the world are on Davos, Switzerland, as President Trump arrives at the World Economic Forum amid the Greenland controversy. The BBC's David Willis says the president's arrival has been delayed by a few hours.
Following what has been described as a minor electrical issue, out in an abundance of caution, the Air Force One plane is turning round and landing at Joint Base Andrews, boarding new aircraft, according to the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Somebody who was on board, a member of the press, saying that the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff, but no explanation for that was offered.
At the summit, along with economic matters, the president will talk with skeptical NATO allies about his plan to annex Greenland. The Great Lakes snow machine is working overtime as icy Arctic air invades the region, bringing dangerously cold temperatures. The snow being measured in feet in some areas, parts of the mid-Atlantic and points south bracing for cold, snowy weather later this week. One of those at the center of the firestorm over immigration enforcement in Minneapolis is defending ICE operations in the city. Customs and Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino says everything is being done strictly by the book.
Our operations are lawful, they're targeted, and they're focused on individuals who pose a serious threat to this community. They are not random. And they are not political.
One's on the way for the Vances, the second family, Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha, expecting their fourth child. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 47 points. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be a male. The communist government scrapped the policy in 2015, but might be too late. This is SRN News. Health officials will meet this spring to reevaluate the United States' measles-free status.
Experts fear the vaccine-preventable virus has regained a foothold, and the United States may soon follow Canada in losing the achievement of having eliminated the disease. That evaluation comes 1 year after the West Texas measles outbreak began. Scientists are investigating whether a number of U.S. outbreaks may be linked. Regardless of the U.S. status, doctors say the United States of America has a measles problem. Jason Walker reporting.
A former flight attendant for a Canadian Airlines in trouble for allegedly posing as a commercial pilot and as a current flight attendant to obtain hundreds of free flights from U.S. Airlines. 33-year-old Dallas Pokornik of Toronto pleading not guilty following his extradition. More details, srnnews.com.